So now it's The Weekly Show, the latest from podnews.net with supporting cast, where your brand comes first. John Stewart is to launch a new podcast, The Weekly Show with John Stewart, next month. The show from MTV Entertainment Studios will be produced by Paramount Audio and Busboy Productions. DigiDay covered the IAB's annual podcast up front. We'll link to that today from our show notes and our newsletter at podnews.net. They took place yesterday in New York City. Audacy released its quarter one 24 financial results. The company, which didn't hold an earnings call, didn't release podcast data either. Headliner has added free captioning for full-length episodes. You've 3 weeks to enter the Independent Podcast Awards, which close at the end of the month. The awards are in London in October. Do you want a big guest for your podcast? TYX Studios has Jordan Schwarzenberger, the manager of YouTube powerhouse The Sidemen, and you could get the opportunity to interview him in the pop-up studio at the podcast show in London later this month. Storytel, a Swedish audiobook and publishing company, is to add 6,000 Swedish language podcasts to its service. Speak Up AI, a tool that takes textual articles and produces podcasts with your cloned voice, has raised $500,000. It's based in Redmond in the US. And
the most powerful iPad ever is also the thinnest.
All I ever need is you.
The most criticised iPad ad ever as well. Apple has apologised for its Crush ad. The company, which is traditionally the first choice for creatives, including many podcasters, said that it missed the mark with the video, which showed creative symbols like a piano, a metronome, and tins of paint being crushed by a hydraulic press. However, the ad, which is a copy of a 15-year-old TV spot for an LG Android phone, still remains on Tim Cook's Twitter account and still remains on YouTube, where Apple has just turned the comments off. In People News, Julie McNamara is reported to be leaving Spotify. She's currently head of studios. She joined in September 2021. And in podcast news, the My3 Audio edition this week focuses on listeners' tech stack and features an interview with Kim Losby and Luke Minto. Listener is the radio, music and podcasts app from Australian broadcaster SCA. Inheriting is new from NPR and launches on May the 23rd. It's a journey through the lives of seven families, reckoning with major moments in Asian American and Pacific Islander history. The podcast's from LAist Studios and hosted by Emily Kwong. She will keynote at Podcast Day Asia, powered by Podnews, in Malaysia in September. A new BBC podcast, Intrigue to Catch a Scorpion, has traced a people smuggler back to Iraq. Barjan Majid, nicknamed Scorpion, admits to smuggling thousands of migrants across the English Channel in small boats and lorries. The Taking a Walk podcast has been accepted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Library and Archives, and Where Everybody Knows Your Name with Ted Danson and Woody Harrelson sometimes was announced yesterday from SiriusXM. The podcast will see Ted and Woody reconnect 30 years after the end of their acclaimed sitcom Cheers, joined by a plethora of exciting guests. It launches on June the 12th. There's a trailer out now, which you can find in the New Podcast Trailers podcast, along with many of the other trailers that we mention here. And this podcast is sponsored by Supporting Cast. Don't lock your members into one platform. With Supporting Cast, you own your podcast subscription and you control the subscriber relationship, and it's completely white labeled, so your brand is always front and center. You can learn more. There's a link in the show notes. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.